The news, read by Belinda Show, the main points. Geologists have advanced that the accumulation of water in the rocks and seismic movements in the soil are the main causes of the recent landslide along the Nchang Cliff. Russia and Cameroon plan to boost bilateral cooperation in the field of security at the first ever Russia-Africa ministerial conference taking place in Sochi City. Out of Cameroon, at least 30 people are reported to have been killed in weeks of post-vote violence in Mozambique. And in sport, Cameroon clinches bronze at the World Sambo Championship taking place in Astana, Kazakhstan. Geologists in the University of Nchang have concluded that seismic movements in the soil and water accumulation in rocks resulted to the recent landslides along the cliff in the locality. The experts, led by a volcanologist, Professor Kangu Ndongmo Amang, recommend the construction of a deviating road network to prevent future catastrophes on the site. Eric Langmia-Wofo is still on the running story.
The researchers, led by volcanologist Professor Kangu Ndongmo Amang, have attributed the disaster to the saturation of the soil by water due to the heavy downpour experienced in the region this year.
After heavy rainfall, water enter inside the soil, are able to disequilibrate the stability of the hill. With the saturation of the soil by water, the environment was subject to vibration according to traffic. The main traffic around this area and material just fell down.
He has cautioned that another mass movement may occur again if action is not taken.
If the solution is to evacuate the soil, excavate everything, we do it, is to explode everything around the place, we do it. It can be also to make a deviation.
In the meantime, the Nchang Council, led by the mayor, Jacques Kamler, is advocating for the creation of a deviation away from the cliff.
To have a route which can be created so that this mountain will not have it in our mind again. The first thing we have done was to send our technician on the field. They have taken the route built by the German. On that route, we don't have mountain. And it's something like 24 kilometers when you leave Ntenge, which is in Chang, but before this falaise.
Rescue operations are still actively ongoing to recover the rest of the persons still trapped in the soil. Families of those affected have been identifying the corpses and retrieving them. One new corpse has been recovered, taking the total to 12. Eric Langmia-Wofo, CRTV News, Jang.
Cameroon's Minister of External Relations, Mbela Mbela, and his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, have been discussing strategies to improve the bilateral relations between both countries in the field of security. The conversations are taking place at the ongoing maiden edition of the Russia-Africa Ministerial Conference that opened today in Sochi City. Charles Ebuna with details.
Just last year, Cameroon and Russia established a free visa zone for the holders of diplomatic and service passports. This was during the second Africa-Russia summit held in St. Petersburg and attended by African leaders, amongst them President Paul Biya. One of the key resolutions was the establishment of a permanent mechanism to discuss Russia-African topics constantly. And that is how the Russia-Africa Ministerial Conference was established for the Russia-Africa Partnership Forum, and its first edition opened today in the Russian city of Sochi. Amongst the foreign ministers in attendance is External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela, who met with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on a bilateral basis to discuss issues between Cameroon and Russia. Apart from talking consular issues, they equally discussed security, as terrorism is one of the key factors determining relationship between Russia and Africa, and Cameroon in particular. Humanitarian topics equally featured, and education was also on the agenda, noting that Russia has increased its scholarship schemes for African students, Cameroon included. External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela is participating in the summit to represent Cameroon as relations between Cameroon and Russia are increasing day by day.
The governor of the Bank of Central African States, Ivan Sanabangi, has paid a working visit to Ebolova to assess progress made with works on the construction site of the Ebolova Bayak branch. Accompanied by South Governor Felix Ngelengele, the Bayak boss noted with satisfaction the advancement rate thus far of the project, whose completion deadline is the first quarter of 2025. Clarence Aze reports from CRTV South in Ebolova.
The first port of call of Mr. Yvonne Sanabangi in Ebolova was a courtesy visit to South Governor's office. Both officials then visited the construction site of the Ebolova branch office of Biak at the Angonewo neighborhood. Even though no information was disclosed on the project's technicalities and work progress, the three-story building nonetheless has taken shape, pending finishing touches. Addressing the press at the end of the tour, Mr. Yvonne Sanabangi said the visit was crucial to monitor and ensure the successful completion of the project, which is part of President Biya's vision for Cameroon's emergence by 2035. The high-level official also announced that the Ebolova branch of the Bank of Central African States will hopefully be inaugurated by mid-2025. He also chaired an in-camera session intended, amongst other issues, to evaluate the current state of construction against project timeliness and goals, discuss any obstacles or concerns with the construction team and stakeholders, and to provide guidance on key areas to focus on for timely completion. The Biak governor's involvement demonstrates the institution's commitment to expanding its presence and enhancing services in the South region, which shares borders with Congo, Gabon, and Equatorial Guinea. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News in Ebolova.
The third edition of the Douala Economic Forum opens next Monday, November 11, in the economic capital. The event to promote the import substitution policy will unfold around the theme, transport, logistics, and the real estate industry as elements of attractiveness of the city of Douala. Roslyn Fossa tells us more.
Douala, the economic capital of Cameroon, wants to reposition itself as a business hub within the sub-region and beyond. Yet, current challenges can slow down this objective. Facilitating transport logistics and also solving housing issues, despite the real estate boom observed lately, is a sure means of overcoming these challenges. At the Douala Economic Forum, scientists and operational stakeholders will brainstorm on appropriate solutions. Professor Desiree Avom is president of the scientific committee.
Scientific research contributes to boosting opportunities which Douala offers in terms of investment, and scientific reflection is needed to come up with a solution to help tackle import substitution challenges.
A forum open to all economic actors and decentralized local authorities. The policy of import substitution in the territories will be discussed. Roger Mbassadine is mayor of the city of Douala.
As the mayor of the city of Douala, I invite every business actor from Cameroon and beyond wishing to invest in Douala to answer present.
Participants at the five-day business gathering will be expected to implement the recommendations arrived at if they will want to create a positive impact in their respective sectors. Roslyn Fossa, CRTV News, Douala.
The Mezan branch of the Cameroon National Youth Council in the Northwest has reviewed 107 youth-led business projects, selecting the top 25 for an exhibition on November 22 at the upcoming Youth Great Minds Summit at the Bamenda Regional Assembly Esplanade. Council President Reverend Diphon Peterson Kimbo said that the selected projects in diverse domains will receive funding to boost youth employment and entrepreneurship. Jolenta Rose Afangwing tells us more from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The business projects focus on producing and commercializing local products, significantly reducing unemployment in the region. The president of the Cameroon National Youth Council in Mezam Division, Reverend Ndifon Peterson Kimbu, details that the initiative promotes self-employment and reduces reliance on government.
We are trying to give them connections to people who can mentor them, coach them, and guide them towards the success of their business. and also with the agencies we have in our government. Those are channels which the youths can come up with credible ideas and have funding.
Some youths who've been involved in local productions explain that the social unrest and lack of capital are some of the challenges they face in carrying out their projects.
When I'm a little more, I buy my materials one day. I think I can produce food. Right now, I don't have a steady place to work due to the financial challenges.
I started actually by taking egg in few cartons and supplying all the cartons. The challenges I actually face, some breakage. Since I do the transportation using bikes, it breaks a lot.
Officials of the National Youth Council in Mezam reiterate that the exhibition exercise is expected for the 22nd of November 2024 at the Regional Assembly Upstation, Bamenda. Jalenta Rose Fanwi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Stakeholders involved in land use planning in the Southwest region have been called upon to take interest in the drafting of the land use plan for the region, which should be reflective of the realities on the ground. The Secretary General at the Southwest Governor's Office, Gilbert Acha-Quentin, made the appeal during a regional workshop in Boya to present and pre-validate the plan. Hombo Suzie Monjoa reports from CRT Southwest.
The importance of involving regional and local actors in the elaboration of the drafts of the indicative land use plan for the Southwest region cannot be underestimated. The workshop in Boya presents an essential phase of drafting the documents. Guy Debock is the Director of Land Development at the Ministry of Economy, Planning and Regional Development.
The workshop is on the draft of the indicative land use plan to present it to stakeholders and to receive from them their contribution and their observation before national validation of the document.
After a thorough scrutiny, recommendations were made by the participants to project on the risk and industrial zones as well as areas that they could integrate activities. Kemasong Nikashius is a consultant.
Their input is so important because they are the main actors on the land, and what will be presented at the national level will integrate their recommendations. And one recommendation that stood out clearly is that a detailed assessment of the land use situation should be done.
Given the increasing land use pressure in the region, it is necessary to put in place these guidelines for a profitable and optimal use of the land. Humbo Suzie Monjoa, CRTV News, Boya.
You're listening to CRTV Network News. The University of Garua has endorsed cooperation agreements that give it the full status to guide the pedagogy in five newly opened private institutions of higher learning in the North and Far North regions. The rector of the University of Garua, Professor Bubakari Umaru, and the representative of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Serge Bertrand Abe Ovaa, were the main signatories of the agreement. Julius Niba reports from CRTV North.
The framework of the cooperation conventions signed on November 8, 2024 grants the University of Garua a general overseer role over the five new private higher institutes of learning in a good number of sectors, including health, economic and commercial sciences, and youth entrepreneurship. We decided to partner with the University of Garua so as to benefit from her dynamism and grow with her.
To go far, one needs to have his feet firm at home, so we are taking a fresh start.
Worthy to note that four of the higher institutes of learning were requesting the supervision of the University of Garua for the first time, while the Walia Higher Institute sought to extend its tutelary training office to additional sectors. Professor Bubakari Umaru is rector of the University of Garua.
The feeling of the University of Garua is that of an entity strongly challenged in the face of scientific and integrative obstacles of multidisciplinary and participatory management, requiring from us an effective participation in the giving and taking process, structured under the theme University Enterprise.
Université Entreprise.
The signing of the academic supervision and extension agreements between the University of Garua and the five private higher institutes of learning gives the schools more credibility and exposure, while concretizing the state's youngest university stance as a center of excellence in academic cooperation and a true citadel of knowledge at the forefront of innovation. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garua.
Past and current students of Government High School Banyo in the Adamawa region have celebrated the 50th anniversary of the school under the theme Yesterday's Successes, Today's Achievements and Tomorrow's Challenges. The celebration in Banyo, colored with cultural displays and sports, also served as a reminder of the school's legacy and the vital role it has played in shaping successful individuals. Ellis Waji Banya reports from CRTV Adamawa.
A nostalgic atmosphere at Government High School Banyu, as former students reconnected with their past, celebrating 50 years of the school's existence. The event was an opportunity to pay a heartfelt tribute to the institution that shaped their futures.
Abubakar Garba, one of the first students in 1974. We are verifying every student have two attires. They give us school needs.
Abdullahi Labarang, representing Muhammadu Mustafa, the Deputy Secretary General at the Presidency of the Republic and patron of the event, delivered an inspiring speech to the new generation of students. He emphasized the importance of hard work, discipline and respect for teachers.
Teenagers, to the new generation, don't give up. The environment now is difficult, but you cannot abandon. Study in discipline is the key of success.
The event, marked by cultural exhibitions and sports activities, not only celebrated past achievements, but also reinforced the collective commitment to ensuring that future students in Banyu continue to thrive and contribute to society. Ellis Waji Banya, CRTV News.
Out of Cameroon, the toll of deaths in Mozambique in close to 3 weeks of crackdowns on protests that erupted in the aftermath of a disputed presidential election is rated at over 30 based on Human Rights Watch. Most of the victims were 25 to 35 years old, with others as young as 15, according to the Adult Emergency Service in Maputo Central Hospital. In the meantime, Mozambique's presidential palace has been placed under heavy guard, while the country of 34 million awaits the Constitutional Council's validation of results of the election, which projects Daniel Chapo as winner. Nigeria has announced that free emergency cesarean sections will be made available to poor and vulnerable women in an ambitious plan to bring down the high number of mothers dying in childbirth. At over 1,000 deaths per 100,000 live births, Africa's most populous nation has the fourth highest maternal mortality rates in the world, and the lack of access to cesareans is thought to be one of the reasons many pregnant women, particularly in rural Nigeria, are unable to receive emergency medical care, partly due to the costs. Elsewhere, the United States of America's Justice Department has charged one man in a thwarted Iranian plot to kill Donald Trump before the election. Sources state further that two others are accused of helping Iran surveil another U.S. citizen. In sport, Cameroon has won her first medal at the ongoing World Sambo Championship in Astana, Kazakhstan. The former two-times world champion Jimulu Seydou won bronze for the country after losing in the semi-final of the minus 98-kilogram category combat sambo to Muratok Otzobek from Uzbekistan. Ben Collins Noe Berwa reports from Kazakhstan.
Cameroon is for now carrying the reputation of Mother Africa in the ongoing World Sambo Championship here in Astana, Kazakhstan. Jimulu Seydou won bronze, the first medal for the country and the continent in the 49th World Sambo Championship that is taking place at the Zak Silik Uskenpirov Martial Art Palace in Astana. The former two-times world champion came with the ambition of defending that title. After winning his first two fights, Jimulu Seydou, who is fondly called the White Lion, dropped his weapons in the semi-final of the minus 98 kilograms category combat sambo in front of a brutal Muratov Uzotbek from Uzbekistan. His defeat this afternoon added to those of three other Cameroonian athletes earlier today, Frank Meyong, Tajuga Frank, and Fokam William. So far, apart from bronze medalist Jimulu Seydou, six Cameroonian athletes have been eliminated after fierce battles. The hopes for other medals for the country now rest on the shoulders of Gerard Van Liendam, Besala Owono Joseph, and Celestine Bidazanga, who will fight this Sunday
The president of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Francois Mbassi, came with words of encouragement after Seydou's semi-final exit. Reporting from the Zak Silik Uskempirov Martial Art Palace for the CRTV, I am Ben Collins Nyeberuo.
With just 3 weeks to the start of the 8th National Desert Games in Yaoundé, officials from the North Regional Olympic and Sports Committee are putting the final touches on preparations. During a fourth preparatory meeting in Garoua, the head of the sports department at the Regional Delegation of Sports and Physical Education assured that the region's athletes are bracing up for the competition. More with Julius Neba.
The Dixiat preparatory meeting held at the North Regional Delegation of Sports and Physical Education featured the confirmation of the list of participants plus an appraisal and finalization of the progress made in the preparation of the competitors. The head of the sports service, Wang Yaula Bienvenu, says they are presently carrying out just the necessary last touches.
We finished with the selection some 3 weeks ago, and to keep fit, the different disciplines train at least 3 times a week, and we follow up to make sure the trainings hold.
After hosting the 7th edition of the Dixiat competitions last year, with over 1,000 athletes taking part, officials say this year the North region has focused on mentoring young athletes, both in individual and team sports, so that they can receive the necessary support from their respective coaches.
In previous years, we were taking only trainers who accompanied team sports, but this year, we have created a college of coaches. For example, in football, last year we had 4 coaches, but this year we have 10.
As the countdown to the 2024 edition of the Dixiat competitions draw near, officials highlight that they are putting in their best to make sure that the North region grabs as many medals as possible, and why not claim the first place on the classification table. In a bid to turn this dream into reality, the athletes continue their mental and physical preparation, both at individual and team levels, while waiting for the blocked pre-competition camp. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
We conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. Geologists have advanced that the accumulation of water in the rocks and seismic movements in the soil are the main causes of the recent landslide along the Chang Cliff. Russia and Cameroon plan to boost bilateral cooperation in the field of security at the first ever Russia-Africa ministerial conference taking place in Sochi City. Out of Cameroon, at least 30 people are reported to have been killed in weeks of post-vote violence in Mozambique. And in sport, Cameroon clinches bronze at the World Sambo Championship taking place in Astana, Kazakhstan.